Okay, we're continuing in the Tanya. We're in the Perek Mem Vav. We're on page Tuf Resh Samach Dalid. The Tanya has been talking about the sanctification we have when we do a mitzvah. There were two interpretations in that idea of Asher Kiddushanu, that when you do the mitzvah, you're not just doing a mitzvah, you're unifying with Hashem, and that puts you, second pshat, separates you from reality, that you're way beyond all the other realms of reality and separated from that world, as it were, and you become a holy person. And therefore, one should get up when he sees a person doing a mitzvah. And the fact that a person doesn't realize this, okay, even if an Amoretz does mitzvahs, okay, it's just that your soul isn't feeling it. Your lower level soul is not feeling that higher level of reality because of the curtain of physicality that is separating you. And then he brought a pasuk, and that's the pasuk we ended off at, where he said, the pasuk says, Vani bar velo yeda behemos bamus hayisi imcha vani tamid imcha, where he explained that even if I'm like a behema, right, but still I'm with you, and I don't know, and I don't sense it, okay, I don't sense that unity, that I should be overcome with an awe and a love, etc., as it should be done, but still in all I am with you. That's the idea. So we're in the middle of that big idea, and there's a number of footnotes that we're going to have to be looking at shortly. So let's, inside the Tanya, Tuf Resh Samach Dalid. Klomar, he explains the pasuk in Tehillim now. She'af al pishani kebehema, even though I am like an animal. Behiosi imcha, when I'm with you, velo eda, and I don't know. Velo argish, and I don't feel benafshi in my soul. Yichud zeh, this unity, shetipalala, that should fall upon that level of soul. A masav of fachat chila, first an awe and a fear, and then afterwards an ava rabba betanugim, a great love of feeling of pleasure. O karish beish, or like fiery coals, kemidas atzadikim, like the righteous ones. Shnizdache chomrim, that they purified their physicality. Ukenodin, as is known, shadas. What does the word daas mean? Remember, the pasuk is saying ani bar velo eda. So there's, I have no das. Das means lashon hargosha benefesh, a feeling in the soul. Vukol el chesed gvura, and that includes feelings of chesed and gvura, etc., etc. Says the commentary, haperis shel velo eda. What does it mean, velo eda, and I did not know? Einam lashon yedid. It's from, not from expression of knowledge. Shazei yitochon lios gambis mana golos aydei limud of a sperm. When you're in the, remember, this is a reference to the golos. Remember, we said that this whole pasuk is describing the Golas experience. So in Golas, it's possible to learn from books. There's no such thing as you not having knowledge during Golas. A little bit lush in our gusher, but here, Eidah means a sense of feeling. As we explained earlier, Sof Per Gimel, Shadas, Umilashan, Das is from the very first time, says, Va'adam Yadas Chavo, where man knew his wife. It was intimate. Upirish Lo Raki, D.L. Argush is not just meaning knowledge, but it means feeling. We're on Tuf Resh Samachay now. Ukamavur b'Kabbalah, is explained in Kabbalah, Shadas kolal chesed gvura, and Das incorporates kindness and control. Why? Vinyan b'zeh, and the concept is, b'avodas ha'adam, when we talk about service of a person, heimav avir, we're talking about love and fear, that comes out of Das. Im ha'ya margish, as ha'yichud, if he felt the unity, if you felt it, then fear and love would fall upon you. That's what you find by tzaddikim who feel this unity. Because their physicality has been purified. But if you don't feel it, it expresses itself. So you don't have those aspects of kindness and control. And if you don't have this kind of das, then what do you like? Then he's like an animal. I'm like, I was like an animal to you. This difference between an animal and a person. A person can have das. Fabahema ain lo das. An animal has no das. Vegam kishuba masav kazesher margish. Even when a person's in that state, he doesn't feel anything like a behema. Still in all, mikol makom hayichudu. But that unity, b'chol tofu, it's there with all its power. Ve'nigra v'chaser v'en, and there's nothing missing. It's just that you don't realize it. It's there, but you don't realize it. It's there when you do a mitzvah. It's there. But you don't feel it. Okay, now there's two footnotes. One's a much bigger one than the other one. Footnote Yud Aleph, when it talks about what kind of love should you be having, either the Ava Rabba B'Tanugim, this great love of pleasure, of the love, or Kirish B'Yesh, or fiery coals. So Yud Aleph, again, reminds us of the difference in those two loves. Shekeinu HaSeder, that's the order. Shebetchila, first of all, Bo HaYira. First comes Yira. You're overwhelmed by Hashem. V'achagav, and then comes the love. As we've explained in earlier chapters. Ubav, and with love, yesh beisung, there's two types of love. Adi harkosha sakiru, when you feel the closeness, v'hatov and the good, v'hatana delokus, and the delight in Hashem. Ha'ava, hi'ava, betanugim, that's called the love of the pleasure. V'adi harkosha, and there's another one. V'adi harkosha sarichu, but sometimes you feel the distance. Vaflon, the wonderments, Vavdon, the separation shall our Loki from the divine light. Then the love is like a fiery coal, which is Simon, Uchuka, yearning. Bidugmas ha'esh, like fire. Hamis nasekes mehachomer, that when it removes itself from the physicality, it wants to soar upwards. It's that yearning. That's how we mentioned last week that Tisha B'Av is called a moed. Why is it called a moed? It's a moed of the fiery coals. It's this feeling of love from because of the distance, the yearning, the missing. That's why it's called a moed. That's why it's a meeting together of the love that we have with Hashem. Sometimes it's the other holidays, that's the love of Tanugim, when you feel the closeness. But also when you feel the distance and the yearning. That's a tremendous...
Absence makes it hard to perform.
That's right. Okay, now there's a footnote, Dalid, a much longer footnote. Where's that Dalid going on? I'm trying to find... Oh, there it is. So again, and I don't feel this unity, even though I'm doing the mitzvahs. Now, he's going to explain the simple pshat in the pasuk, and then the deeper pshat. Now, perish ha-poshet b'pasuk zeh. What's the simple meaning of this pasuk in Tehillim? Of ani bar v'lo yeda behemos... Hayisi imcha vani tamid imcha. The simple meaning is, Kamosh Kosov, unfortunately, like the commentators explained, this is a psalm from Osof. Shosof niskasha bishela. Osof was having difficulty with the question, Madoa derech reshayim tzlecha. Why is the way of the wicked successful? Kamosh Yamarach b'psukim, and he goes into great deal in the psukim before all this. Okay. That's what, if you look in the context before, as it says, Hine, Eile, Rishoyim, Vishalviom, these wicked people, they have tranquility. Vachshuladasos, Omelhubeine, and when I think about it, it's very tiring for me. I can't figure it out. Valzeman, therefore, he says on that the wicked are prosperous. Vanibar Veloyeda, Bahemasis Imcha. I'm foolish. I don't understand. I'm like an animal. With you, regarding your conduct, Hashem, I'm like a behemoth, I don't understand it. How can it be that the evil prosper? I don't understand this. But still, Vamnam, still, right? I'm still with you. In other words, that's a simple pshat. In other words, how come the wicked are prospering? And I don't understand it. I'm a fool. I don't understand. I don't get it. I'm like a behemoth. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. But still in all, I'm still with you. That's the simple pshat. Omnam, however, Rabbeinu came first, but the Rebbe explains here. She'imcha, he means, who bizman ki mitzvah. When I'm doing a mitzvah, that's when I'm with you. She'azai hu ayichud on kosh v'chud. That's when you're unified with Hashem. But I'm not aware of, I don't feel in my soul this unity. Osav wasn't talking about himself. Not the Jews in his generation. We still felt this. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, you did a mitzvah, you felt the unity with Hashem. Dafka bisman ha-golos, dafka in the golos, ein margishim zos kol, we don't feel it at all. V'zesh shekos Rabbeinu, and that's what the Rebbe is saying, v'zesh omer Asaf, that's what Asaf says, bar, ba'ad kol knes shol shebukol, for all the Jews in the exile. So l'chayra, what are you talking about? The l'chayra, ha-rei posuk zeh Asaf, but Asaf said this. Asaf, he was the king during the Beis HaMikdash. In the simple meaning, he's talking about himself. Who compares Shapasha, like the simple meaning. He doesn't understand Hashem's conduct. To that, the Rebbe says no. He really wasn't talking about himself, but about the Jewish people. Not in his generation, but in the generations of the exile, like our generation. Because, and that's what the Rebbe means when he writes, and he adds the words, Beruach HaKodesh. That's what Asaf said, with divine Ruach HaKodesh, with divine spirit. Because why do you have to say Ruach HaKodesh? It's a part of the Torah, of course. So what does it mean? The Lechor Yiksha, you could ask, Eich Yoda Asaf, Mayim Asam Shoknay Shol Begola. How could Asaf know what's coming in the future? He wasn't a prophet. So there, what do you got to say? Of course, so you have to say Shadibar Ba'ad Asaf Torah. You want to say he was talking about his own generation. That's what you would think. Because what? Well, because if that's what the Rebbe is saying, no, Shamnam Novi Lo, he wasn't a prophet. Avol Beruach HaKodesh, but the lower level of prophecy is the Ruach HaKodesh, the divine Holy Spirit, Yodazos, he knew, like Daniel and others. Even if he wasn't a Navi, still, the Sefer Daniel writes about the future. It's Ruach HaKodesh, a lower level than prophecy. Okay? That's what he means to say. He said it with Ruach HaKodesh because he's talking about the future, even though he wasn't a prophet.
That's a good question.
Yeah?
I don't understand. I mean, we know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed when it existed because the Jews weren't connected to Hashem properly.
It wasn't while
it was there.
But not all the time.
No, but I'm saying that even when the Beis HaMikdash exists, Jews can still be separated from Hashem. And
they could, but there were a lot who were connected. There were a lot who were connected. There were a lot who were connected.
If it was destroyed because of baseless hatred or the three sins or whatever, it means that the Jews en masse weren't connected.
You know, there's different levels of connectivity. You can feel a connection when you're going to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you go out and do averus. How do you explain a husband that loves his wife and still has extramarital affairs?
He doesn't love his wife.
I don't know about that. He really loves his wife, but he's not
focused.
Not focused. He has a big desires. He can love many women. Right? Doesn't mean, you know, not everybody who fools around because he doesn't love his wife. He's not committed. He's not, I'm trying to figure the word. He's not, you know what I'm saying? He loves his wife, but he can't control his Yetzer Hara. Listen, you love Hashem, you still do have heirs. That's not inconsistent. And that's what Eliyahu HaNavi was complaining about the Jews. How long are you going from one to the other? You know, I love you and I love you. I love this too. It's not that, so that even if they felt amazing things, still. Okay, when I leave the base I go back to the farm, then I act differently.
So after,
but it got to the border. Hashem says it can't exist anymore. Can't exist anymore.
After hundreds of years, they still felt the connection as strongly. The miracles in the base of Mikdash. Did it have that impact?
It must
become mundane even to them.
Listen, it's different people, you know. But you definitely, it could be felt. There's no question about it. You could feel this. A regular Jew could feel it, and there were. You don't have to have every Jew as a sinner. Okay, there were sinners. But comes to the point where there were plenty, because if they didn't care, if nobody felt anything, they wouldn't care the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But it bothered many. So there were many who had it still.
Even the Kohen Gadol was...
Not every... That's the second Beis HaMikdash. But whatever, you know, not everybody. There were so lawless people, but there were righteous people too. Don't think there were not any righteous people. You could have a lot of righteous people, but if there's... How many people do we have to have for the golden calf to have such terrible results? Less than 1%. It was 0.5%, and it wrecked everything up for us. Okay? So you don't need everybody to be a sinner. And Hashem knows how many. There were a lot of good Jews, but they couldn't stop whatever. Couldn't stop them. Last line there, Rabbeinu Alfarz. That's what Rabbi's saying. Vilmer Klomer, meaning to say. He's saying this is a new insight. It's not the simple pshat that Asim is talking about himself. Next page, continuing on this footnote. Where's the Rebbe's source to have this new insight into the pshat? Not like the single pshat. The Rebbe is hinting, where he says, he writes over the words, Vani bar velo eda. The Lechura Hare Rabbeinu Maskel Afarsh Apasuk Me'atevus Behemus HaYisimcha. Isn't the Rebbe really beginning to explain the words Behemus HaYisimcha? Why is he starting repeating the words again? Vani Bar V'Lo'eda. Klamer Shavu V'Shanai KeBehemu B'Yosimcha. Even though I'm a Behemu when I'm with you. V'Lama Mati Gamas HaTevus Shalifnez. Why do you say the words Vani Bar? El Sheb Ramas. He's hinting HaMakor Lefarsh Ken Apasuk. That the source is because of the words Vani Bar V'Lo'eda. In other words, he learned a simple pshat. In other words, when I already say, and I am a fool and I don't understand, what are you adding by saying, and I'm like a behemoth? If you're a fool and don't understand, maybe you're a behemoth. So that's the problem with the pasuk. Right? And you say, okay, I don't understand. Why the wicked prospering? I'm like a fool, I don't understand. I'm like a behemoth. What is that? How does that add on to me not understanding why the wicked are prosperous? That's the problem with the pasuk. Mashiach, on the other, if you look at the Rebbe, we're talking about when there's no Beis Hamikdash. So he's saying, if I need bar v'loyeda, what does that mean? I'm totally like someone who doesn't feel what I'm doing when I'm doing a mitzvah. And then we add, it adds, ubahemus ayisim cha, apolos, add, shafilu, ba'es kiyu mitzvah, even when I do a mitzvah. Shazai ba'emus, when I'm mamish imcha with you. Avogin silal, gamos, even then, huka behemah, I'm like an animal, vani marsh, I don't feel anything. So that's how the Rebbe was able to extract that pshat. So anyway, so explaining all this, now we're going back to the text of the Tanya. Back above the line, towards the bottom of the Tav Reish Samachay. So he says the final point thing. Afal Pekin, still and all, even though I'm like a behema, and I'm a behema with you, right? When I'm with you doing a mitzvah, I'm still a behema, but still, Vani Tamid Imcha. I'm always with you. Kina Chomer Monea Yichud Nefesh Bor Ein Sof Baruch Hu, because the physicality does not hold back the unity of the soul with the infinite light. Hamamela Kalame that fills all the worlds. Ukamoshka, as the pasuk says as well, Gam Choshech Lo Yashkevim Chayim, the darkness, it does not dark from you. Explains the commentary. Masha Eino Margish, the fact you don't feel anything, that's only Hareza Mitzad Chomer Aguf, that's because of the thickness of the physicality of the body. Shalom Nistach, it hasn't been purified. Upu'ula sachomer, the activity of the physicality, ubinogea next page, lahargosha sayichud, that's, that only deals with the feeling of the unity. Velo liichud asa, but doesn't take away from the fact that there is unity. When you do a mitzvah, there is unity with the body and the soul, with the soul, your animal, your soul in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you don't feel it because of the body. You don't feel that Hashem fills all the worlds. And he's found in everything, even in the physical of your body. Not just in the aspect of surrounding, but filling all the worlds. Inside. Because you can't say your physical body blocks Hashem's out. Hashem's everywhere. I can say the physical body's blocked him out. But it is an error. Therefore he says, even the darkness, I'm not darkened from you. He can say, I feel a chomer, even the physicality, go funny, the physical physicality, shuchoshek is dark, umasra yichud, it conceals the unity. Say, Hester, that hiddenness, rak legabe gufas, it's only regarding the body. But from you, really? It's not going to be dark at all. That's what the pasuk's saying. Gam choshech, even when it's dark, lo yachshich mimcha, it's not dark from you. From your perspective, it's not dark. Only from my perspective, it's dark. Okay. V'zeh hester rak l'gabi guf atzmo. That's only a hiddenness for the body. Ava mimcha, but from you, l'gabi kodesh baruch, lo yachshich, it's not dark. V'yichud imsu chal tov, the unity is there with all its force. Nothing's holding back that yichud at all.
Darkness alludes to
not feeling that connection
because of the body.
That's correct. Yeah.
I presume Hashem sets it up that way so that we have that challenge of the body, so and we don't feel it. It's part of free will as well. If we felt it as strongly as we could, then it wouldn't be an option to do mitzvahs.
Well, I don't want to go there right now. Even when things are clear, you can do avirus. You can make mistakes. You love Hashem, you want to be close to Hashem, and you make a mistake in judgment. It's the whole piyut of Yirmiyo, of Yoshio, in the kinos. Yirmiyo bemoans Yoshio. Yoshio was a tzaddik, but he misinterpreted. He did not allow the Egyptians to go through his land, and they killed him. And he loved Hashem. He said, I think we're so good. The pasuk says, you're not going to let the enemy in your land. He didn't realize that the people who were phony Jews were still phony. They didn't do tshuva. He made a mistake. He can make honest mistakes. Yeah, you don't listen to the Navi. You can have all kinds of problems. Okay, I got to figure out these footnotes over here. There's all kinds of footnotes over here. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Okay, let's start from the Penimim, back on page Tuf Reish Samach Hey, the Hey over there. If you look under the line there, it's going on the words. Still in all, I'm always with you, meaning to say my soul is connected to you. Pam Shalom Maskilim Lukfol Kodesh Admor Merab Shab. One time there were Maskilim, the heretics, the enlightened Jews. They once asked the Rebbe the Rashab, Odos Mitzius Haruchnius. They asked him questions about this reality of spirituality, Malochim, angels, who some of the things. And obviously, what would an enlightened person have to say? People who now are enlightened with modern science. We don't see it, we don't feel it. Umaharaya Mitzius. So prove to me they exist. That's what the Maskilim asked the Rebbe the Rashab. He gave them many explanations and proofs. I'm sure they were very deep and intelligent responses. They didn't accept it. So Nosal Moshe gave an example. When you guys go to a place, a specific place, to clarify a certain thing. Now, what's your intent of traveling? When you're traveling, whatever, by boat, by train, whatever. You have three thoughts. There's three types of thinking that goes on when you're traveling to a city. What is the maskil thinking? What's the enlightened guy thinking? To clarify whatever the aspect is intellectually. So that's their thought. In other words, you're going, whatever, let's say, to do a business deal. Okay, a complicated business. So what's the guy thinking about? The guy who's going on the trip. You're thinking about the complicated business deal. That's the whole thing of the trip. That's what you're going for, right? Now, what about the wagon driver? What's he thinking about? You're in the same wagon. Marsha's Balagolohi. What's the thoughts of the wagon driver? Gamkein lahagia maher. He wants to go quickly too. He wants to get a few rubles. That's why he's going.
Get the next fare.
Now you have the third thought. Who's left to be thinking
horse.
Here? Aha. Machshavas hasus. What's the horse thinking? He also wants to go quickly. Yikonos la'arvas hasusim, I guess the stable of the horses. V'yochol tevin, eat your straw. He's hungry. Move on, it's understood. Sha'av sha'machshavas hasus hu odos ha'tevin. The fact that the horse thinks about the straw, Does that take away from the thoughts of the enlightened man who's on the wagon? Does that diminish his thoughts? Regarding whatever intellectual thing has to be clarified? And therefore he ends off. Just because the horse thinks about straw, Lachain hamalachim einam malachim, the angels aren't angels. In other words, the horse isn't capable of understanding more. Right? So therefore, and what's he thinking about? He's thinking about his straw. What could be more than important than straw? Nothing. What do you mean? There's a multi-million-dollar deal going on over here. Do you understand what's going to happen? We're gonna make a big change in the economy. He doesn't even have the ability to understand what's going on. Does that mean it's not happening? Right? So therefore, angels don't exist because you don't think they exist. Since when? That's the famous, right? That was Professor, what was his name? Edinger? I think that was his name. Edel something. He was a scientist, and he said the problem with the atheists, he gave a different analogy, right? A guy who's looking around in the dark, and he's looking for something. He's looking. And a guy comes over and says, "Pardon me, can I help you?" He seems to be looking. "Yeah, I lost my watch." "Where did you lose it?" "I must have lost it a few blocks back." He says, "So why are you looking over here?" "Because here there's a lamppost and there's light, so I could see here. Well, a few blocks before, it's dark, I can't see, so why would I bother looking over there?" So it's the same thing. Scientists, they only can make decisions based on what their measurements and their instruments can allow them to measure. Just because they can't measure it, does that mean it's not there? So that's what you have to understand. It's there. You don't have the ability.
We learn that from science because of things like the microscope.
That's right. So that's the point. And why is he tying it in over here? He's saying the fact that your neshama doesn't feel anything, that means it's not there. It means there's no connection. No, the fact that you don't feel the connection of Shema Hashem is there, but you have to feel it through who you are. But you is blocked by the body. It's not allowing you to feel it. So just because it's blocking you from feeling it doesn't mean you can't feel it. Well, man, there are certain people, Chas V'Shalom, who have sicknesses that their senses are so dull that if their hand would be on the stove, they don't feel anything, and their hands would burn. So because you can't feel that, and someone says, "Take your hand off." "Why?" "You're burning your hand." "I don't feel anything." Doesn't mean anything. It's still burning regardless if you feel it or not. So that's what he's
saying. You're destroying your soul.
He said, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And that there can be things that you can't see. Finished.
So we meant just to fake it because we can't feel it?
You can't fake it. You have to cry over the fact that you're not feeling it.
Right. But if you learn that it has
to... You're missing something. Now, there is an avoda of how to be able to reach it, even in Golis. There is an avoda. It's a very difficult avoda. That's what we're learning Shabbos morning, and we'll maybe begin that tomorrow morning. We'll start into that part. There is an avoda. Just because there's no Beis HaMikdash doesn't mean an individual isn't able to feel this. It's just a lot harder. It's a lot harder, but don't say it's not possible. It's very possible, but very, very hard. So what are you crying about in the 3 weeks? It's because it would have been a lot easier, right? But, you know, this body is just blocking everything out. I'm not able to get this. Okay, the next footnote is eujungus. It's just it's like unbelievably long. Just keeps going. So we're going to have to stop at this point. Remind me, there is a huge footnote to do. Okay, Mirtz Hashem. Hashem should help us that we can feel what's missing in our lives.